500.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you? Thank you for
Hello.
Calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you?
Hi, I was charged my account from this number, and I don't know why.
Okay, may I have a zip code?
04289.
And your first and last name?
Haley Leggett.
And may you verify your address for security purposes?
209 Bethel Road, West Paris, Maine.
Thank you for that. And give me about 30 seconds while the system loads your account.
Okay.
I'm still here with you. It's still loading.
Okay.
Just moving extra slow today.
It's like a Monday.
Yeah. It's hump day. Okay. So on December 10th, you paid the shipping and handling for, it says a cruiser item. That's like a pan, like a cooking pan.
Yeah, from Kohl's. And it said if you filled out the survey that you just had to pay the shipping.
Mm-hmm. So after you paid that shipping and handling for that item, in those terms and conditions, it did state that you would be enrolling into a membership with the Consumer Gadget online web store.
Oh, no. I did not read any of that. I do not want any of that. And so it charged me
$65? $67.32, yes, ma'am. That's paying for it's a $125 voucher you can use on the Consumer Gadget website.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in any of that. Can that all be canceled?
Mm-hmm. I can go ahead and cancel the account. They won't be billed again. And would you like your cancellation number?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said I can go ahead and get the account canceled for you, and you won't be billed for that amount again. Would you like your cancellation number?
Well, am I going to be refunded the initial bill, the 67 and some jingle?
Some jingle. I'm sorry. That was funny. But I can offer you 35% of the $67.32 because that is a valid charge.
No, thank you. I don't want it at all.
So you don't want?
I don't want to be charged at all. Like, this is not what I read in the Kohl's thing. It just
right,
said you'd be charged for shipping. That's it, period.
Mm-hmm. So I can offer you 35% of that $67.32 back.
No. Can I speak to a supervisor? I want it all gone.
Okay, we all have the same protocol, but I'm not sure you're understanding. I'm going to refund you 35% of the $67.32.
Yeah, I don't want to be 35%. I would like a full refund. This was not what I read in the paperwork from Kohl's.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but it is stated in the terms and conditions about that charge with the membership.
Mm-hmm. I don't want the membership. That's not what it said when I filled out my thing. So I guess
okay,
I just...
the membership is canceled, so you don't have a membership anymore. I can give you a 35% refund of the $67.32.
I want the full refund. I don't have a membership anymore. I'm not going to use that. It was taken out of my account. I would like it back.
Ma'am, that is a valid charge. I'm afraid the most I can do is a 50% as a customer courtesy, because, again, that is a valid charge, and it does state in those terms and conditions that you will also be enrolling to that membership after you made that first purchase.
Oh, I didn't make any purchase. I paid shipping. So that's a difference. So can I just speak to your manager, please?
We all have the same protocol, ma'am. She's going to tell you exactly what I told you.
Okay. I'd like to speak with her. Thank you.
Okay. Well, she's not available to speak with any clients at this moment.
I'll wait.
You're going to be waiting until probably next week, ma'am.
Well, so you're telling me that you're not a manager, but then you don't have a manager to speak to, a customer.
Not available to speak with you at this moment, no ma'am.
But then you're telling me it's going to take a week or more to speak to this manager?
If you can speak to them, yeah, but they're going to tell you exactly what I told you. They can offer you 50% of that $67.32.
Well, I would like to
charge.
Hear that from the manager then. And I'd like to be resent all the paperwork and the confirmation email that I never got and everything else that goes with it.
Okay, so we don't send out emails. I can give you a confirmation number to verify that the account is canceled.
I'm talking about the paperwork that states that I've been enrolled in some sort of membership and I have some sort of voucher that I've never received.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me see if I can find that website. I'd be happy to read it out to you.
You can email it to me.
No, ma'am, I cannot send out emails.
Well, I'm not going to have you read me a document and take your word for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would like to see where I've been, where the documentation that this valid charge is now enrolled me into this membership thing where I have a credit towards it.
Uh-huh. I can advise you to go back to where you ordered it from and go to the terms and conditions there if you don't want me to.
There is no other emails. I never received anything.
No, they're not going to email it to you. Wherever you made that first initial purchase at, go back to that website and click terms and conditions and just scroll until you see an amount of $67.32 and read what says before that amount.
I have none of that information. That's what I'm saying. This is why I need to speak to your manager.
Okay. So, again, there is no manager available to speak with at this moment.
Okay, so I'll be on hold.
No, ma'am. There's no one to hold you with. I mean, I can't transfer you
this
anywhere.
This is
there's
very
no
confusing.
Available.
So, like, call the Better Business Bureau for this? This is really ridiculous. You're not a manager, and you're telling me as a consumer that I have no one to speak to about this matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a fraudulent charge, then, if you cannot provide me with any information.
It's not fraud. I mean, I tried to give you the information. You said you didn't want
No, you tried to read it to me over the phone. That's not giving me the information, ma'am. I'm not trying to be difficult, but that is not giving me the information.
No,
so this is
that,
fraudulent, yeah. Then.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me view your account. Okay, I spoke with my lead. Your refund will be posted in your account in 3 to 5 business days. You may receive an email stating that you have a refund in process with us. If not, that's fine. Your money will still post. Also, have the account fully canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It'll be C as in Charlie, 263-282-244.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.